Today's devotion was written by a volunteer from the Lutheran Hour Ministries office in Nigeria. The title is A Holy Nation, and our text is 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 52. King Ahaziah did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father, and in the ways of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. Sometimes it's all in how we're raised. Let me share with you two stories about two very different families. The first family was led by a man with a notorious reputation for wickedness. People feared him so much he earned the name Bad Man. When he died, his eldest son excelled in wickedness and became even more corrupt than his father. Soon everybody came to know him by the name First Son of Bad Man. Like his father before him, he lived and died in treachery, and no one mourned the loss. The second family included a police officer who was upstanding and disdained corruption wherever he encountered it. One morning after family devotions, he summoned his only son and requested the boy slip his feet into the father's sandals. As the family watched, the son did as requested. Then the father said to him, "Follow in my footsteps, even as I have followed with faith in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, our Savior." And with these words, the man died. Today the man's son has kept faith with his advice and is serving as a volunteer in the ministry here in Nigeria. Scripture tells us King Ahaziah did evil in the sight of God, like his father Ahab, who reigned before him. The truth is, many people miss the mark in life when they follow the path of weakness led by their forebears. Some children who grew up watching their parents fight follow in their parents' lifestyle. God not only expects us to live our lives differently, but righteously, as we are accountable to Him. As Christians, we rejoice that through faith in Jesus' atoning work for our salvation, we are each a new creation. What better reason is there to be thankful and live our lives honorably and humbly in service to our Lord and Savior? St. Peter knew well the individual distinctiveness God gives those who love Him. He wrote, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Let us each follow in the footsteps of our gracious Savior, who now sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. We pray, Lord Jesus, by your power, set us apart as a holy nation for your glory, now and forevermore. Amen.